You're the new president, congratulations, of the Community Foundation. So please tell me a little bit about how long they searched for a new president and also why they selected you.
I'm not sure about how long they searched, but I'm sure glad that they selected me. I heard about it at the beginning of the year. I had a friend of mine tell me that Community Foundation was looking for a new president. He thought it might be a good fit. So we kind of were introduced to each other and went back and forth. And the minute I had heard about the job and my wife and I had discussed it, we felt like it might be a good fit for us as well as the Community Foundation. So I was very happy that they selected me.
All right. Well, please tell me a little bit about what you're looking the most forward to.
Yeah, I think that the Community Foundation is at a position right now where we're 8 years old. A lot of people here in the Brazos Valley don't even know we exist. But we are 8 years old, and what's been done so far, we have had good leadership in the past. We have an excellent board today, and that's one of the reasons I was excited about coming with the foundation, was because of their history, but their current board and the way that they're thinking about how they want to position the foundation to help the community through their donations. But that's one of the reasons I was looking forward to this. We've got $2.3 million in the bank, part of the permanent endowment. And what a lot of people don't understand about community foundations is how they work. We're kind of the financial arm, or can be the financial arm, of many of the charitable causes throughout the Brazos Valley. We team up with them and we become the permanent endowment. We hold their permanent endowments for many of the charitable causes. So I'm looking forward to working with the people of the Brazos Valley, which includes all seven counties here in the Brazos Valley, and helping them with their charitable giving to make it permanent, and so that we can give forever. We've got the elements in place to make sure that their gifts are managed well now and managed well into the future. I'm just excited to be here and looking forward to working with individuals and families to help bring a bigger impact to their charitable giving right here locally.
Please tell me some of the organizations you guys work with.
Oh, golly. It's, I know that there's CASA, there's the Humane Society, the Aggieland Humane Society. They just had one of their donors make a permanent $30,000 endowment gift, which will benefit them forever through the Community Foundation. There's the Boys and Girls Clubs. There's a whole list of it. There's 60 funds right now, and we're just scratching the surface.
I'm with the new president of the Community Foundation, Greg Gorman. Would you please tell me a little bit about how you'll be helping people design these philanthropic endeavors?
Yes, there's four different types of funds that you can give. There's scholarships. You can set up a scholarship fund. We've already had one up in the Robertson County and two here. But a lot of the funds, I will be working with people and their financial planners and their attorneys to give legacy gifts from their estate. And then some people can, you can start off an endowed gift with as little as $25,000. So that's the price of a car nowadays. So you can spread that out over a 3 to 5 year period and start off with your own endowed gift for your family. Another way that we help people, there are people that have family foundations, and we can take over and help them manage they can make their deposits to the Community Foundation, so we have the safeguards in place, and we can help them manage their family foundation funds. So there's all kinds of ways. There's as many ways to give to the Community Foundation and have us help as there are people out there and their charitable causes.
And how can interested people contact you, please?
The easiest way is to call me on my cell phone. It goes straight to my pocket, 979-229-5334. Or you can just look us up on the web, and it's the Community Foundation Brazos Valley. And we're on the web, .org.
All right. And please tell me a little bit about the Tribute Luncheon coming up on Thursday.
Yes, Tribute Luncheon is Thursday, April 18th, and it'll be from 11:30 to 1 over at the Hilton. And this year we're honoring, it's a tribute. Each year, this is the eighth year, and this year we're honoring Nancy and Lynn Berry of College Station. So if you want information for that, you can check our website, or there's another phone number as well. You can call 979-589-4305, and that'll get you all the information for the Tribute Luncheon.